tell me, what does it feel like when you're ignored or you get forgotten when your friends make plans? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I had a pretty good group of friends in high school. I was homeschooled, so they were all kids from youth group. Most of them went to the same high school, and they were in show choir, if you've ever heard of that, so they all had a closer friendship than the friend group as a whole. Because of that, though, I was a little bit on the outer orbit of my own friends, and I felt left behind and not included in a lot of things. Now, has that happened to you? How's it made you feel? I know it hasn't been good for me. Well, today's devotion will help you set aside what people think and do and live in the truth of what God thinks and has done for you. It's called You Are God's Priority by Cindy Lee. Have you ever felt undervalued? You try to speak and state your views, but people disregard them, ignoring your ideas or even ridiculing them. Perhaps you have been overlooked in the planning or details of an event. In situations like these, it would be easy and only human to believe we are insignificant. Negative comments, not being included, or breakups in friendships can leave anyone feeling despondent and miserable. We may be left with a sense of being second place or even completely overlooked. We feel hurt and disappointed. What can we do in times like these? Remember that this world is imperfect and broken. People don't always realize they have excluded you or ignored you. You can accept the emotions you experience and process them with Jesus and with people you trust, but you don't have to dwell on them too long. Instead, you can find hope in remembering the truths of God's kingdom. God is a loving Father. He deeply cares for each one of His children. You are His unique creation. You are adored and cherished. Whatever situation you are currently dealing with matters greatly to God. You are a priority to Him. He wants you, and all of us, to enjoy relationship and eternal life with Him. Read about that in 1 Timothy 2:4. He loves you so much that He gave His Son, Jesus, to save you. Jesus' sacrifice was enough to cover your sins and the sins of others who have hurt you. And through His death and resurrection, He is working to restore the brokenness inherited since humans first sinned at the fall. Jesus sees your pain, and He weeps with you. But He also says it will not always be this way. He wants to draw you into community with other believers who will extend His love to you. Your laughter, trials, dreams, and ideas are important. Even if everyone else abandons you, God's love for you is constant. Whenever you feel insignificant, you can reach out to Him. So what are you feeling after hearing today's Devo? When have you felt marginalized, forgotten, or last on somebody else's agenda? You can offer this hurt and sadness up to God. Take heart, you are a priority to Him, and He loves you deeply. And if you want to know more about God's love and how to have a relationship with Him, go to unlocked.org and tap on Know Jesus there in the menu, or download the Unlocked app and find the Know Jesus tab. Who is someone in your life you can build up, reassure, and remind that they are valued? Kind words, sincere compliments, listening, a phone call, a thoughtful email, text, or message in a card are all ways of reminding people that they are valued and they matter. So, what could you do today? Now, as you and I can read in 1 John 3:1, see how great a love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And see for yourself what God says in Psalm 139, 13 through 16, Isaiah 49, verse 15, and Romans 5, verses 1 through 11, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And this year, we've been looking at our goals for the devotional and for the podcast and thinking about what they should be like going into the future. And you know what? We're not smart enough. We are not wise enough to do all that thinking on our own. We need your help. If there is something you think we could be doing better on Unlocked, or you see an opportunity Unlocked could fulfill, then please tell us about it. Get in touch by going to unlocked.org and tap contact in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, where she explains that wearing rollerblades are not effective footwear when you want to dodge spiders on a sand dune. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.